This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Policy in Washington doesn't just happen, you know. It is carefully groomed in many cases by the dozens of think tanks in that city, from the Center for American Progress and Economic Policy Institute on the liberal side to the Heritage Foundation and American Enterprise Institute on the conservative side. They do research on everything from poverty to economic competitiveness to illegal immigration. So as President Trump takes power, there is a power shift going on in the think tank ranks as well. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports now from our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Having major Washington think tanks, conservative or liberal, close to the levers of power is not new. Princeton historian Julian Zelizer says President Ronald Reagan really ramped it up.
He turned to conservative think tanks like Heritage for some of the actual proposals, literally drafted by them during his first 100 days.
Zelizer says such a close relationship this time around would be a bit surprising, given Trump and many in his cabinet are genuine outsiders to Washington and the halls of Congress.
And someone like President Trump will be more skeptical of what the quote-unquote experts have to say. That said, when you have inexperience, both the president and cabinet officials scrambling to govern, that creates opportunities for savvy think tanks.
But it won't be a slam dunk for conservative think tanks, says budget analyst Stan Collender at the MSL Group.
There are tremendous differences among the different Republican think tanks, everything from Heritage to AEI to Cato.
He says the groups may disagree on trade, globalization, immigration. James McGann is director of the Think Tanks and Civil Societies program. He expects think tanks to shift their focus in the Trump era.
There is a demand for action in some respects, not ideas, driven by donors.
Though McGann says in-depth research and analysis are still the basis for advocacy. And he says countering fake news and fabricated data will be a new priority of all think tanks, regardless of their political persuasion. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.